The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
David Guetta's got a beautiful accent, actually, doesn't he?
Ooh la la, David Guetta.
He's like, here's my new song, I hope you like it. That's my best David Guetta impression.
Yeah, it's really poor. But the French, very sexy accent.
Yes, speaking of sexy accents, Una, Chris Hemsworth has been voted the number one sexiest accent in the world. This is a survey. It was done possibly by the same people who do your surveys for Truth or Trash. But yeah, Chris Hemsworth has the sexiest accent. Do you like to hear Chris?
Yeah, I would love to.
G'day, mate, I'm Thor. Oh, he's my big ex. Would you like to have a swing of it?
Oh, so my God.
That's Chris Hemsworth. So he's got the sexiest butt. Never mind him. Well, it's all about the fifth and third place because the Irish lads are in there. Jamie Dornan has come in fifth for sexiest accent in the world.
I get it. You wanted to take it slow. What do you want, Anastasia? Where to communicate, you have to tell me.
Should I play that again?
No.
Please.
It's creepy.
I thought you wanted to take it slow. What do you want, Anastasia? Where to communicate, you have to tell me.
What's that from?
That you know what that is from.
I have no idea what that is. That the
50 Shades of Grey?
What's that about?
What? It's a love story.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it any good?
A lot of love.
See, I wouldn't know. I'd be quite...
Oh, because you haven't seen it?
Yeah. No, I don't
pretend like you haven't read the book 17 times. Yeah, there's actually 3 books, and you read all 3 of them, Lisa told me. Yeah.
You know I can't read. So Jamie Dornan in at number 5.
Where's he from? County Down, isn't it? Yeah, very well deserved. Yeah, definitely up there. Oh, yes, up there. Yeah, for sure.
All right, calm down.
Okay, go on.
All right, get down off this table. I've never seen you on all fours on the table.
Go on.
Growling like a tiger. All right, number 3. You ready for it?
Mm.
Paul Mescal.
She's hard to describe if you don't know her. I might look back on something and think how I felt at the time, but when it's happening, never have any idea.
Yeah, that was one of the most amazing scenes in Gladiator. I love that moment.
That wasn't Gladiator. That was Normal People. I know this, again, because I've read the book and I've seen it a million times. Paul Mescal
in there, yeah, lovely accent.
Lovely accent.
Everything about Paul Mescal.
It's very subtle though, isn't it?
Yeah, let's have another listen.
She's hard to describe if you don't know her. I might look back on something and think how I felt at the time, but when it's happening, yeah, never have any idea.
Yeah, Maynooth native, he'd be like whispering in your ear going, come on, we'll go down to the McDonald's drive-thru for breakfast in the morning.
Oh, yeah. <Go on. laughs> Oh, yeah, they're definitely very deserving.
My question to you, though, Una, is...
Colin Farrell, he should be up there as well, 100%. Can't believe he's not there.
Worst Irish accent. So.
Ooh. Worst Irish accent.
So if you can just think of it, of those moments that these words could be said by Paul Mescal.
It's hard to describe if you don't know her. I might look back on something and...
You know, if I was to say, it's hard to describe those things, you know what I mean?
Oh, God. I'd have to think about that one.
All right, have a think. Well, let us know. Worst accent, least sexiest accent that you'd hate to hear some kind of like sexy word said in your ear. 087-1102-107. So the sexiest accents from actors were Jamie Dornan at number 5 and Paul Mescal at number 3. Paul Mescal, here he is in Normal People. Making her loins tingle.
She's hard to describe if you don't know her. You might look back on something and think how I felt at the time, but when it's happening, never have any idea.
Beautiful, Luna.
Oh, beautiful. He's a lovely fella.
Sive says, because we were looking for the unsexiest accents. You might agree with this one, Una, because you'd have a good, healthy, competitive streak, in you?
Yeah.
Cork. And the Cork Rowers in particular, the two lads.
Oh!
Simple enough, really.
I actually think that's a very endearing accent, you know. I wouldn't put that down on the list.
Okay. Danny says, lads, come on, Katie Taylor.
I'm still hoping and still clinging to that, and to the hope that one day we'll fly there.
I listen to
it's something very musical about it.
It is. Yeah. It is. There's a song
there's
to
a
it.
Lovely lilt there, yeah. The Wicklow lilt.
Look at us. Terrified of Katie Taylor coming beating us up.
Yeah, Oisín says that here, Una, the worst accent has to be down from your neck of the woods.
Kitty bye.
You would need a translator down there, lol. Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah. God, is the Healy Rays like?
I don't think we need to listen to the Healy Rays. We just listen to you.
Excuse me, I won a medal for speech training in second year.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Did they throw it at you and were you able to catch it?
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me as if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are. Thank you, Deputy.
And you know, maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that.
I actually really like his accent.
So do I.
Because it rolls. You know, it's lovely.
They should do like a 50 Shades of Grey Kerry style with Michael Healy Ray. That would sell.
Give me 2 minutes. Let me play a song and let me get some 50 Shades of Grey music. All right.
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me.
All right, I can see it now in the right. All right, that's on the way. It's Cooper and Una. We're celebrating the fact that Paul Mescal and Jamie Dornan have been voted the sexiest voices in the world, and they're up there. They're Irish now. They didn't make number one. Australian Chris Hemsworth made number one. Forget about them though. So we were looking for you to suggest which was the unsexiest Irish accent. And a lot of people are having a go at you and...
Me and my crowd.
Yeah.
My shower down there.
From Kerry. So,
Healy Rays.
We did play a bit of Healy Ray and you were saying, geez, that could be in 50 Shades. That could be.
50 Shades of Ray.
50 Shades of Ray.
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me. So love me. As if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are. Thank
you, Deputy. Maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that.
You're on 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God, no.
I'd be on for that.
Would you?
Yeah, Mary Lou could be the love interest in it. What do you think?
Everybody looking like stars. Want even more banter?
Set your alarm
or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.